Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Simon, it's our third week of talking about instant noodles on this show.
Yes.
But I saved the best till last, okay?
I can't wait. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, my God, we really have. And I never use those ones in the cups. I usually use the ones in the packet you open with your hands. So when I found this idea, I knew that I was going to use it for the rest of my life.
That's what we want, Yumi.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And we want you to use this for the rest of your life. It's a 5-minute food fix hack.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So when you're cooking instant noodles, do it the dry way.
Yes.
Which is to say it's not a soupy thing that you use a spoon to sort of drink slash eat. It's like a fried thing that you're going to use a fork or chopsticks to eat in the end, okay?
Yeah. Something you could serve on a plate. Right?
On a plate, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but we're not doing that. We're going way sexier, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what I want you to do is cook your noodles to the recipe where you undercook them a bit, you add all the seasonings and it's quite dry.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we are going to put them inside rice paper rolls.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Yep.
Totally sold. Done.
So rice paper roll wrappers you can get at every mainstream supermarket. They're sometimes hard to see, but they're usually in the Asian food section. They shouldn't cost much. So if your supermarket's charging $7+, go elsewhere. They're ripping you off. It should be around the $3 mark.
Yeah.
And then basically get creative. So I know people like specifics in recipes, but I also want to tell you to use what you've got at hand. I love avocado in this. I love prawns. I don't always have those ingredients. You know,
no,
I always
no.
have cucumbers. And I always have red chilies. So you've got a bit of colour there.
Yeah.
And you've got your noodles. You might want a meat like chicken from, a tradie's handbag. You might want tofu slices. What would
Perfect.
You? What would be your dream thing to put in a rice paper roll?
You've covered quite a few of the things I would really love to have in a rice paper roll. No, all of those things are lovely. Anything crunchy. So, capsicum was a really good thing for me in a rice paper roll. I think that's really nice. Even some edamame beans, I think, actually would be really nice in there too.
That would be great. Yeah. Some grated carrot, some daikon.
Yes, and I think
also just have in the back of your mind, what herbs do I have around? Have I got some coriander? I think coriander is a real enhancer, but if you mint, that kind of thing. So the trick with making a rice paper roll is you can't hack it. You can only make one at a time.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way to get around.
Not unless you can grow another pair of arms, you know.
I'm working on that. The reason why is because you have to soak each sheet in warm water until it softens and then lay it out on a chopping board or something, the kitchen bench. But if you try and lay out multiples, they'll dry out and they'll stick and you'll never get them off the bench. It'll be a real pain. I think that if you were, say, doing this commercially, like in a big kitchen, you'd put one on to soak while you made the other. And that's how the production line would work.
Keeps moving with that delay. I get that. Yeah.
They're quite brittle, those rice paper rolls, until they've been soaked. And then they become really gelatinous, almost like one of those face masks that you put on your face to moisturize your skin. You know, that they have a very similar texture.
I do. Yeah. I'm just picturing you with a rice paper roll on your face, right?
And some noodles over my eyes, perhaps. That's a great idea. Then you basically lay everything out. But because I like the aesthetic of the green and red, I put cucumber slices down, then red chilies. chili slices down. Lovely. Top with the noodles, any herbs that I'm lucky enough to have, and then anything else you want to get creative with. So when I was doing it the other day, I had some spinach leaves.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to have had coriander, but I didn't. Then you roll it up.
Yeah.
Now, the trick with rolling these up is don't overstuff them.
Yes, so always my downfall there.
Yeah, just keep it fairly modest. It's hard to quantify that amount because it's sort of noodly and it's a bit subjective, but I'd say maybe less than 3/4 of a cup.
In my case, always less than you think. Less than your stomach is telling you.
So you roll up the sides first before you sort of tuck it, almost like an envelope, closing an envelope, and then roll it.
Like a little burrito.
Yeah, like a burrito, and applying a little bit of pressure, but being conscious that this rice paper is quite flimsy, so you don't want to punch a hole through it. You'd be surprised, though, how quickly you get the hang of it. You might make a mess of the first one, but the remaining ones will be amazing.
I've never been very good at rolling, Yumi, but I'll just get you to do it for me.
And then make as many as you like. I think you need at least 3 per person.
Yes.
So that's going to use up an entire pack of instant noodles. So you might need to cook a bunch.
Yeah.
And then, Simon, dipping sauces. We're running out of time, but a peanut dipping sauce is super delicious.
And super easy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So if you've got some sweet chili sauce, some peanut butter, squeeze of lime, something sugary. Sometimes the chili sauce is sugary enough, but you could add some in it as well. And then you need to either loosen it with water, soy sauce, stock or something like that, a spoonful of fish sauce if you do fish sauce, and then you dip or sort of like scoop your rice paper roll into that.
And then you get all that extra flavour on top of that lovely crunch and those slippery noodles. And I want to eat these now, Yumi.
I do too. We've got photos on our 5-Minute Food Fix Instagram page. I think I even made a little video. So have a look out there for that. It's going to inspire you to try this recipe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.